Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Pesachim. Today we are learning parak Tes Mishnah Vav and parak Tes Mishnah Zayin. Once an animal has been designated and consecrated as a karbon, the Torah prohibits us from substituting another animal instead of it. Now, if one does try to substitute an animal instead of it, the Torah decrees that both the original karbon as well as the substitute karbon are considered to be holy, are considered to have the status of karbanos. The substitute karbon gets the same level of holiness as the original karbon, while the original karbon keeps the kedusha that it originally had. Now, this act of substitution is known as a temura. And our mission here is going to discuss the halachos of temura performed regarding a karbon Pesach. Says the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yeshua said, Shemati shetemuras haPesach kreva, I heard from my Rebbeim that the temur of this substitute karbon of a karbon Pesach, under some circumstances, is going to be brought as a karbon on the Mizbech as a karbon Shlamim. Utemuras haPesach ena kreva. And I also heard from them that under some circumstances, the temur, the replacement of a karbon Pesach, is going to sometimes not be brought as a karbon shlamim, rather is going to be left until it can be sold, and the money is then going to be used to buy a karbon shlamim. Ve'ein li lefarish, Rabbi Yeshua says, I cannot explain this teaching. I don't know when is it that we're going to bring it on the mizbeach as a karbon shlamim, and when are we going to simply allow it to wander, get a blemish, and then we're going to buy a karbon shlamim with its money. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva responded to Rabbi Yeshua, and he said, Ani Afarish, I'm going to explain this teaching. And he said, and this is a sort of a little preamble to what the Mishnah is actually saying, your Rebbeim referred to the following type of situation, says Rabbi Akiva. An animal that was designated, that was established as a Karban Pesach, was lost before Erev Pesach, at which point a second animal was then designated as a replacement. Now the original animal was then later found, and the halacha is going to depend on when the animal was found. Number one, haPesach shenimtza kodem shechitas haPesach. If the original Karban Pesach was found before the replacement Karban Pesach was shechted, then what's going to happen? The original Karban Pesach became this rejected type of Karban and therefore cannot be offered as a Karban Shlamim. Rather, Yirach Yistayv, it is going to be left to graze in the field until it develops a blemish. V'yimacha, then it's going to be sold. V'yikach, b'dam of shlamim, and a karban shlam is going to be brought and offered with its money. V'chein temuras, when the same is going to be true with its replacement, the temura of this rejected karban as well cannot be offered as a karban shlamim. This is the case in which Rabbi Yeshua heard that the temur of a Pesach is not going to be offered on the Mizbeach. However, says the Mishnah, Achar Shechitas HaPesach, if, however, the original Karban Pesach was found after the replacement Pesach was Karban Pesach was shechted, then Karev Shlamim, then the original one, which was never rejected, is itself going to be offered as a Karban Shlamim. V'chein Temur Raso, and the same is true with its Temur, with its replacement, this is also going to be brought as a Karban Shlamim. And again, this is the case that Rabbi Yeshua heard in the name of Izrabim, where the Temur, the replacement Karban, is going to be actually shechted on the Mizbeach as a Karban. Continuing now with Parak Tes, Mishnah Zayin. The Torah teaches us that the animal used for a Karban Pesach must be a male, a boy animal, and it must be in its first year. The Mishnah is going to discuss the halacha when an unsuitable animal was designated as the Karban Pesach. It says the Mishnah, Mafrish Nekeva Lepischo, if someone designates a female animal for its Karban Pesach, O Zachar Ben Shteshanim, or a male animal that is in its second year, both of these animals are not acceptable and not going to be valid for a Karban Pesach. What's the halacha? Yira achi is study. The halacha is that it must be left to graze in the field until it develops some sort of a mum, some sort of a blemish. V'yimacha, and then it's going to be sold. V'yiplu dam of linadava, and its money is going to go towards the temple, a treasury, the Beis HaMikdash treasurer, and it's going to be under this category of the nedava, of the voluntary communal offerings that are going to be brought as they are volunteered in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Mishnah is going to finish off with another case where the animal designated as a Karban Pesach cannot be brought. Hamafrish Pischo Umes. If someone designates an animal for his Karban Pesach and then he dies, Lo Yivienu Beno Acharav L'Shem Pesach. Since no one else was registered on the Karban Pesach besides for the person who passed away, the Karban Pesach is invalid, and his son who inherits all that he has cannot bring it for himself as a Karban Pesach, El L'Shem Shlamim. Rather, he can bring it only as a Karban Shlamim. That's what we learned previously, that we, generally speaking, don't allow only one person to register on a Karban Pesach, because let's say that one person dies, then we're going to have a situation where that can no longer be brought as a Karban Pesach. Have a great day.